More first responders fired in Memphis. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Three members of the fire department's emergency medical service have been terminated for failing to properly treat Tyree Nichols the night he suffered what turned out to be a fatal beating.
According to an investigation, EMTs Jamichael Sandridge, Robert Long, and Lieutenant Michelle Whitaker responded to the scene on the basis of a first call of a person pepper sprayed. Chief Sweat said even after seeing Nichols on the ground handcuffed and leaning against a car, Sandridge and Long did not conduct an adequate patient assessment, thus violating fire department protocols. Sandridge, Long, and Whitaker, who stayed in the truck, the chief said their actions did not meet fire department expectations.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Two more Memphis police officers have been suspended. The prosecutor says they could face criminal charges as well. President Biden is ready to declare the COVID-19 pandemic is over, or will before the summer, telling Congress he plans to end the national emergency declarations on May 11th after first extending them. But World Health Organization Chief Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus believes the move may be premature.
In the past 8 weeks, more than 170,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19.
The national COVID response will treat the virus as an endemic. Rescue workers in Pakistan have pulled more bodies from the rubble of a mosque hit by a suicide bomber early Monday. Now 83 people are confirmed dead, more than 50 injured, some of them critically. Actress Cindy Williams has died, according to her family, following a brief illness. She had co-starred in the sitcom Laverne and Shirley in the late 70s and early 80s. Cindy Williams was 75. Hockey Hall of Famer Bobby Hull has died. He was 84. Wall Street Monday, the Dow lost 261 points, NASDAQ down 228, the S&P 500 closing 53 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Justice Department is telling Congress it needs to be patient in its requests for information on classified documents found at the homes of President Biden and former President Trump.
The DOJ is keeping very busy right now responding to all of these different committees' requests. In fact, over the weekend, they finally responded to the Senate Intelligence Committee to tell them that they will, at some point, we don't know when, they will brief those senators about the Trump and Biden classified documents.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says that's not good enough.
We know that there are letters and documents and material. The media seems to know more about it than Congress does, that are out there that were not stored properly. They're in his garage or whatever. We want to know what those materials are. The Justice Department possesses them, but the intelligence community knows what they are, and they are refusing to tell us which materials they are.
Senator Rubio on Fox's Hannity. The outlook for the global economy is slightly brighter, according to the International Monetary Fund, which now expects the world economy to grow at 2.9% this year as China eases its zero COVID policies, and the world shows surprising resilience in the face of high inflation, elevated interest rates, and Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. Testimony Monday in Alex Murdaugh's murder trial in South Carolina about an interview he gave to police.
The interview shows Murdaugh willingly talking to investigators again after wife Maggie and son Paul were killed, giving them his phone to copy, asking if they had any leads, sobbing as he praised Maggie and Paul. But at one point, State Prosecutor Creighton Waters stopped the interview playback and had Special Agent Jeff Croft repeat what he heard from the stand.
This is so bad. I did him so bad.
What did he say?
It's just so bad. I did him so bad.
Murdaugh's defense did not object. They also have him on tape saying he fell asleep before leaving to visit his mother the night of the murders. But prosecutors earlier said there's cell phone video of Alec with Paul at the time he says he was asleep. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.